Pentacle Street. Sun slid down behind the water like a coin dropped into a slot. As the last streams of pink began to fade, the woman strolled along the quay toward downtown. By the time she reached Pentacle Street, which ran upwards into the pedestrian district, her stomach was swarming. She would be seeing the man for the second time. Pentacle Street was a favorite meeting place, especially on warm summer evenings like this one. There'd be no rain, not in weeks, so restaurateurs and bar owners were confident that each and every outdoor table would be filled. There were lineups to get a seat at the more popular places. This started around 7 p.m. and went on until late in the evening, though some of the best-loved establishments were those inconspicuous little holes in the wall on side streets, those insider secrets whose menus changed almost daily. Even in the middle of the day, folks flocked to the pedestrian district. Though they might choose to sit inside from noon on, the afternoon sun could be brutal. There were groups of three or four, the occasional gathering of six or eight. But mostly, you'd see couples leaning over platters of mussels or oysters, or he'd be tackling a steak, she forking a Caesar salad. They'd be waiting in line, the man stroking the woman's waist or hair, or walking hand in hand, couples who'd come out on a velvet night. And the smells of food, seared garlic, charred meat, the bubbling sounds of voices, the lure of live piano, perhaps a singer or a band, the colors of dresses, of restaurant fronts, swinging lanterns, lights in trees which lined the walkway. As the woman passed by, she felt a prick of envy. She would like to sit here, too, with the man she'd met, but he had asked to meet her elsewhere. "Come to the park," he'd said.